This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
This is New Beginnings. Happy weekend, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and as we celebrate the holiday weekend, a lot of people are going back to school. A lot of people are taking that last vacation before going into the last quarter of the year, but this is a point at listening each and every week. And with me right now is the founder of Ripple Connects, Mr. Joe McKenzie. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Freddie. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Really happy that you're with us. And tell us more about Ripple Connects as if I've never heard it before.
Ripple Connects is my company that I formed based upon my Ripple Effect networking model that I designed and copyrighted to help individuals in transition. Simple methods, simple ways to identify key people, build your bench of advocates in your network so you can help reinvent, recalibrate, retool your career at any point. RippleConnects.com is my website. Feel free to reach out, look at how someone has talked about how I've helped them. You can see some job search resources that are very helpful to that are timely and relevant for today, and just get a better feel for what I can do for people in career transition. Freddie, they can always call me at 763-438-1621. Freddie, you know me. I'm very mindful. I return everybody's call, every voicemail that's left, I return them.
That's a wonderful thing, and that is true, folks. And Joe, I have to admit to you that I really smiled when I first saw the title for this week's discussion, Hide and Go Seek. First of all, that took me back to my childhood in the hidden job market. So I'm hoping you're not talking about playing games in the hidden job market, but what are you talking about, Hide and Go Seek, and what's the significance of it?
Well, the hidden job market is real, and I want people to go out and seek opportunities in the hidden job market. I'd rather them not hide from this opportunity. So I thought I'd play a little play on words here on this game. The hidden job market's real. If just don't believe me. On RippleConnects.com, there's the job search resources tab. And I have under there an article written by Rachel Vilsack with the state of Minnesota, the DEED office, the Department of Employment and Economic Development of the state of Minnesota. And she does a very nice job of talking about what is the hidden job market. And that's under the Job Seeker Resources tab. But the significance is that the majority of jobs out there seem to go unadvertised. And most people have a hard time realizing why that could happen, or some kind of negative thoughts on it, or just how do I address it? The real, what's happening out there is many companies do not have large human resource departments. They don't have time to sift through hundreds of resumes. They are going to ask the people that they know for referrals. There may be a company that's expanding a whole sales division, and they don't want to telegraph to the market that they're expanding. It may be a critical position. They don't want to be hired out there so someone knows that they may be possibly losing their job. There's a lot of reasons why there's a hidden job market. We just have to understand it. It's real. And how do we strategize on how do we tap into that? That's what I'm trying to get across to everybody that I talk to.
All right, everybody. We're talking with Joe McKenzie about hide and go seek in the hidden job market. And I'm just curious, Joe McKenzie, why do you recommend that someone who is in career transition develop a strategy, even though opportunities can be somewhat difficult to identify in comparison to the advertised job market, and also with the backdrop that there seems to be a lot of movement, especially right now in this particular market, the Twin Cities?
Absolutely. There's opportunities because of our diverse business climate here. But in reality, if we're not going to pay attention to the unadvertised jobs, and we're solely going to look at the job boards out there, and there's thousands of them. If we're only going to look at those, quite quite feasibly we're knocking off, you know, half the jobs that are opportunities out there that are unadvertised. If we do not have a kind of a multi-pronged approach to both the advertised and unadvertised, we're really setting ourselves up for a lot of frustration. For one thing, when there's a job that's advertised, everybody sees it and everybody applies. And so the chances of you getting a job like that are difficult because you need to get noticed. They're looking at a resume for, you know, 3.5 seconds. They're looking for a certain amount of experience, a certain software, and all of a sudden you're in a candidate of 30 finalists. And the odds are stacked against you. As opposed to the unadvertised job market, where if we find a strategy of finding where there are key people that we know that are going to unearth opportunities for us and potentially refer us in, then we're not competing with so many people. We may find a better fit with this organization because we're going to understand what this organization is looking for. So the ability to be referred into an organization is key. Easier said than done. Mm-hmm. And that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of work. When I work with my clients, if we're going to go, if we're going to strategize to go into the unadvertised job market, Freddie, we have what is called a coffee meeting metric. You better have a high enough a level of meetings with people that know you to unearth opportunities and ask good questions of what's going on out there. And so that's the critical part, a multi-pronged approach for both advertised and unadvertised. Most people will just take the advertised and run with it and grow frustrated. The people that are approaching the hidden job market, Freddie, are looking at advertised jobs, but also meeting with people, talking with people, painting the picture of what their next job looks like, building their bench of advocates so they can be referred in.
So how do you get individuals to really understand the importance and to ratchet up farming their network, making those connections, going that extra mile when it seems at the outset that there's no real end in sight? How do you sell your customers, your clients, on the real value of making those meaningful connections?
Well, so many times, even if we see an advertised position, meaning a job description, many times we feel that we're underqualified or very overqualified. Well, in reality, a lot of the job descriptions out there don't talk about the challenges of the position, that they don't talk about what needs to be accomplished for this to be a successful hire. Sometimes the job descriptions are the toughest things to be staring at every day. It would be much easier for you to be talking with your network on what this organization needs. What type of person does it need? What type of person can rise to these challenges? And so when we talk about that, plus the fact that we get a better idea of what the culture that we're going into, a job description can only say so much. Even if we do get that job, it may not be a good fit for us career-wise. There may not be professional growth. We may not be a good cultural fit within that organization. And so when I start talking about that, and engaging with your bench of advocates to understand who you are and what they're looking for, then there's even a better chance for career growth just by looking in the unadvertised job market. I've had a lot of people say, Freddie, I look at this job description and there's no way I would qualify because they're asking for everything. And so they tendency not to go for it. Or if they feel they're overqualified for it, that might be a good fit because the job description didn't tell us enough about the opportunities on day one of year two, you know, getting yourself into an organization that's right for you. Mm-hmm. So just by it only takes me about 11 minutes for me to have this conversation with someone to them to start realizing that the unadvertised job market is where they want to spend a lot of their time.
So should everybody pursue this? Is it for everyone to prospect this way for a new opportunity?
I believe so, and I realize that sometimes the unadvertised job market there may be a longer cycle to being hired. So I'm very mindful to know that maybe the advertised job market may have a quicker cycle. And so it really comes down to everybody's situation. And I've been in career transition. That's what makes me an effective career counselor and coach, is that I can't wait 6 months to unearth something I have to be applying now. And so it may not be for everybody, but for the person that's has the opportunity to find and leverage and build their bench of advocates and seeking career growth, professional growth, that hidden job market should not be overlooked in your job search.
All right, everybody, this is Joe McKenzie. If there's one thing we can do, we've got about 30 seconds left, Joe. What can we do this week to take that next step?
I would say think about who your bench of advocates are. Think of 3 to 5 people that know and trust you, and you know and trust them, that you could contact in the next week or two and sit down with them. And that will be some of your early insights on what's going on out there and maybe quite possibly being referred into an unadvertised job.
That's Joe McKenzie, and you do some great work at Ripple Connect, sir.
We certainly do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Henry Crosby, Executive Director of the Y at Heritage Park, is next on New Beginnings.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings. This is Appointed Listening each and every week at this time on your favorite radio station. And I hope I'm your favorite host, but be that as it may, we're glad you're with us. And with us right now, as we move into the health and wellness portion of our program, is Mr. Henry Crosby, who is the executive director of the Y at the Cora McCorvey Center in Minneapolis. And Henry, you do a fine job over there. Your program really has a targeted audience, doesn't it?
We do have a targeted audience, and Freddie, the audience that we're focusing on is the amazing, exponentially growing aging market for not seniors, but mature, active older adults. And a recent AARP study stated that, you know, more people who are been fortunate enough, Freddie, to have insurance and work and, you know, manage their financial resources are not only retiring, but they're delaying retirement and they're calling it pre-retirement. And you have to stop and ask yourself, how did that happen? That happened because medical industry has improved significantly. There's been a lot of things that have worked well. There's a lot of things that haven't worked well where some people weren't able to get some of those benefits. And the bottom line is that people are generally living longer.
And they're living longer due to better health or better systems, or what's the reason for that?
I think from the things that I've read and researched, Freddie, it's a combination of there's some progress that has been made in dealing with some of the health inequities and trying to create balance for people to have equal access to services and programs and things of that nature. And then there's also a lot of progress that has taken place in helping understand what's been the disparities, what's been the real barriers that have created problems. We've realized that access to health sometimes is determined by several factors on, quite honestly, what's your race and ethnicity. Some doctors prefer to work with some clientele versus others. We know that. But I think the real issue for us here is, how do we advance this conversation to make sure that everyone is afforded the opportunity to reach his or her full potential, and that no one is disadvantaged from achieving their potential because of their social position or socially determined circumstances? And that's the real issue for us, Freddie. You know, you can call it unconscious bias from a race perspective and a medical perspective, organizational development perspective, but there are things that happen out there that create problems for people, and we just want to see some change in that, consistent change moving things forward.
So does that dovetail into the planned approach that the Y seems to have among certain principles or pillars that it seems to be addressing itself to?
Yes, it does, Freddie. From the perspective that many people know the YMCA is just a gym. Well, first of all, we're more than a gym. We're very community, socially oriented organization focusing on helping people live to the best of their ability. And we started out 150 years ago with just gym activities, but we've evolved because we're in over 2,700 communities around the nation and then international. So we've got a foot in a lot of different communities. And in looking at this health equity piece, we've really taken a four-pillar approach to health equity. One being principles. We have to look at the operations and principles of facilities and access and improved information to make sure that those principles are providing a foundation for us to plan further. So if you have an organization out there that just has no interest in working with communities of color or a broad range of social economic backgrounds, that's a principle that you need to address. So you need to be aware of that. We're also looking at programs, Freddie, programs to say, is this a prevention program or does it have a purpose lens? And a prevention program, naturally, we want to try to, like a diabetes prevention program, we want to catch people as early as possible if they are pre-diabetic and their numbers are low, to keep them from reaching that crescendo of having, you know, some real serious issues. And if it's a purposeful lens, we can be proactive with that and just saying, you know, we see this train coming down the track. We can see that these are some things that we can, you know, develop and have some strategy around to help people prevent health challenges. And lastly, Freddie, we're just trying to figure out how to put together more partnerships and collaborations. We've had a partnership with the Masonic Cancer Center, with an organization called Silos and Circles. We've just done a project with Citizens League and Twin Cities Public Television and talking with men of color about what's important in our lives as we age. So collaborations are really important, and that gives us an opportunity to have more conversations about things that are really beneficial, but most importantly, very similar between organizations. And then lastly is just policy. You know, we have to be more involved in guiding our elected officials, Freddie, to hearing what our real issues are. And policy could be a strong mechanism to recruit and engage and mobilize people in health equity types of solutions at a local and a state and a national level. So it's getting into the league, the big leagues, to really talk about this, and not just that I need to go to the doctor, but how does the doctor perform? How do they build? How do they welcome you? How do they follow up? All of those things. So the YMCA has taken a great role at that, and I'm really proud to be here to support the needs of our community here in the North Side. And I could tell you, Freddie, in closing, every day is a great testimony.
All right. That's Henry Crosby, the executive director of the Y at Cora McCorvey. And for more information, what's a quick website and a telephone number, Henry?
Yes. The phone number is 612-230-3987. And you can reach us at henry.crosby@ymcamn.org. And I'll make sure that your request gets properly routed.
That's Henry Crosby, and this is New Beginnings.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Thank you so much for visiting with us this weekend. We've got a great show planned for you. And as it continues right now, we welcome Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Hi, Kelly.
My pleasure to be here, Freddie. Thanks for having me.
Every Saturday, we have a chance to get together. And this week, we're talking about why all the anxiety. And what kind of anxiety is this a general statement? Or what do you mean by asking that question?
Well, I just think it's an interesting question to ask, because I have been seeing an uptake and an increase of the amount of people with either diagnosed anxiety, medically diagnosed anxiety, or self-diagnosed anxiety. I would say more than half of my clients, when they call me, they will tell me that they have an issue that they're dealing with. And then they will follow it up and say, I know I'm having this issue because I'm anxious all the time. I have anxiety. I'm worrying all the time. And I just find it an interesting place where we're at right now, because it behooves the question of how much of this is an actual physical component of the body. And I do know that there are many people out there that take medication and receive great benefit with that, and I'm not challenging that at all. But what I would like to see more of is us as a society getting to a place where there are absolute tools and strategies that we can teach, especially our young people. We can teach anybody, because anybody is capable of learning them. But we can teach people, first of all, that it's okay to feel anxious. It's okay to worry. It's okay to be nervous about something. None of those things are inherently bad. And you have the power to move through them quickly. There are things that you can do to help you get control of your physical symptoms and move you into a more beneficial state of mind. So I'm not sure what the cause of all of the anxiety is. I'm sure whatever place you look in, we would get all sorts of different information validating that particular cause of it. I just do know, and I've noticed, that it's on the uptake, and it's becoming more and more accepted to simply kind of pass it off and say, well, I'm experiencing this because I have anxiety. And the disheartening part of that to me is that people are just leaving it at that statement. I'm experiencing this because I have anxiety, and they're not going any further. They're not adding an and question to that. And that and question, or that and statement that I would add to it, is, and you can still lead a full life. You can still be productive. You can still be content. You can still create whatever it is that you want to create, that can be a temporary state that you are capable of moving out of. And it's one of the things that I do in my office, and I would just love to see us as a society move more and more into that realm, in conjunction with medication when it's appropriate, of course.
Well, so if you were to give us, in the few seconds we have left on the show, one thing to remember this week, it would be what?
That you can take control of your physical state, and when you take control of your physical state, that can absolutely influence your mental and emotional state.
Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. That telephone number again for more information on this exciting topic, why all the anxiety, Kelly?
952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
And we've got more right after this.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. So glad that you're with us. We've got a great program lined up for you today. And the chief among our guests is Kitty Harris from the Cor McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Welcome back, Kitty.
Hi, Freddie. It's great to be here.
Glad you're here with us. And for folks who want to get more information about any and all of the activities and services from MPHA, how can they reach out?
They can give us a call at 612-344-2221, or they can stop by and visit us at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. We're right off of Highway 55.
All right. You always have a lot of activity, specifically at the Cor McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and you've got a really important event coming up this weekend.
Yes, we do. One of the things that we do is we try to do a lot of collaborations and partnerships, not only here at the center, but out in the community. And so this year we are excited. One of our partners, North Point Health and Wellness Center, who has been here for about a year, they will be having their sixth annual Fit for Fun event. And so this year they have partnered with Open Streets at West Broadway. And so we're going to have a really big collaborative community affair on Saturday, September the 9th.
Wow, that's going to be big. So what can our listeners expect when they come out Saturday, September 9th?
So there will be there's a run, walk, bike event that's always held every year. And there's also a special kids run that occurs and all of the kids get a little medallion. But from a fitness component, we'll have Zumba, jump rope, hopscotch, hula hoop. There's even a really cool hip hop aerobics class that's very fun. The instructor's very fun and energetic. But then we'll also have some free blood pressure screenings, free dental screenings, some diabetes risk assessments, as well as body mask assessments. And again, all of these things are free and open to the community.
All right. And the name of the event one more time. So I want people to hear you say it.
The name of the event is called Fit for Fun, and it is sponsored by North Point Health and Wellness, which is one of our partners here at the center. So we will have information for the Cor McCorvey Health and Wellness Center at that event, along with all of our partners. But we will be there to support North Point in their community engagement initiatives that day.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, when they look at the bounce house and all the things for kids, I don't think they see the larger view of what the message is that you're really trying to convey.
I think they don't, but I think the more we get people out just to engage and to have the conversation, we can really stay on this prevention thing that we want. And if we jump on this health initiatives in the beginning, and if we draw our children in and we teach them healthy habits in the beginning, it will carry on. And so we don't have the chronic disease and illness that we're seeing in our older adults right now. So the more we can continue to have the conversation and collaborate and just get out in the community, the more we'll change the way our culture views health and wellness.
Interesting. Also, you've got the Alzheimer's Walk coming up.
I know. One of the good and bad things about being a collaborative is a lot of times great things are happening on the same day. And so on that exact same day, our annual Twin Cities Alzheimer's Walk is coming up. So we'll have half of our team at the Alzheimer's Walk at Target Field, and half of our team would be at Fit for Fun. And so, as you know, and your listeners know, one of the main things the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center wants to do is make North Minneapolis a dementia-friendly community. And how we do that, that is, we continue to have the conversation around Alzheimer's and what it means to the African American community. And so this Walk to End Alzheimer's is an annual event that raises money for it. We have three teams here at the center that will be walking to raise money for Alzheimer's research. And again, just another way to have that conversation about what Alzheimer's looks like in the African American community and how it affects North Minneapolis.
All right. That's Kitty Harris from the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. You're listening to New Beginnings, and it continues right after this.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you, embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Do you coast along in life for a while to be free of responsibility? Power and potential. That's our point of focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
By coasting, you might find temporary relief from seeming demands, but you've got to do more than coast to develop your full potential. Right now, choose to exercise power and potential. Just as surely as exercising your physical body and developing your muscles makes you strong, so does exercising your mental power and your mental potential. Use your power to enable you to become a better, wiser, healthier, and even more prosperous person than you were before. When you use your power and potential, you experience true growth through using all that you have to bring to the table. Power and potential, our point of focus. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Now, our body, this third component, we often think as we look into the mirror, I do in the morning, think of my body as this physical thing that carries my soul and spirit through this physical world. But in these teachings, the body is our entire physical presence in the world, and it is not limited just to this marvel creation. But it also includes all of our circumstances, relationships, possessions, and opportunities. We're starting to sound quite large. But I invite you, when you think of spirit, soul, and body, remember, it is not just the physical body, but it's your whole presence in the world. The blessing of your relationships, as I said, the possessions that we call, in a general term, our prosperity, and also the opportunities, the doors that open before you. That is all part of your body presence in this world. Other teachers added that our body, our experience, also reflects the gift of family heritage. So as truth students, as Unity students, you are free in your study and understanding and the teachers you turn to work this out for yourself. There will always be those to help and to guide. But ultimately, your spiritual understanding is something that you create freely. So some feel that besides our God gift of the body, that we have family heritage. And I like the image that Dr. Rudolf Steiner gave, that when we enter this life, our individual spirit dives as if into a river of our family bloodline. In other words, we are a unique individuality, as Dr. Katie called it, not just the personality that the world knows, but the child of God. Indeed, you are individual and unique. But as you enter this world, it's as if you're diving into that river of family heritage. You are becoming part of a bloodline that we call our family tree, as it were, in this world. Now, today we cannot follow each of these ideas into great detail. I invite you to join in our summer classes and Lessons in Truth to do that. But as we get to know ourselves and one another, I invite you to keep in mind this threefold understanding of spirit, soul, and body. Now, some people like to use the word soul and spirit as synonyms, that is, as meaning basically the same thing. Now, that's your free choice how you use those words, but if we're going to understand the basic teachings like those of unity, we need to know that those were words that were presented by our early teachers in a very precise way. Dr. Cady said something that was important, and that is to not divide yourself up and think you're these three distinct things: a spirit, a soul, a body. Of course, they all work together. But we can be encouraged and learn from these elements. For our body reflects not only our family heritage in this world, but as Unity teaches, it reflects our thoughts and feelings. The soul, that inner life of us, is informed by the Spirit, that perfect child of God, that perfect creation within you. Some would call it the Christ within, the divine component of your being. So as we understand this, when we're challenged physically, in health, in our finances, in this world, we have a place to turn. Not always out there, but turn to our inner idea, thought and feeling and will, and know that it is being informed by the divine truth of us, the Spirit. I'll leave you with this final image that Dr. Cady gives in Lessons in Truth. And she creates this image of the human being as a beautiful pool of water. And in the center of that pool, bubbling up, is a fresh, bubbling spring. That is spirit, infinite life, ever welling up in the truth of your center. But our soul life, which, remember, includes interacting with others and with the world, can sometimes lead to the edges of the pool, as Dr. Cady says, becoming rather scummy. Now, we know in this marvelous new state I call my new home, a state of 10,000 lakes and maybe 100,000 ponds, I am discovering bits of water everywhere I go. And some of them do have that wonderful stuff around the edge. A good friend of mine who happens to live in South Carolina, she delights in talking about when the children go to play in the water at the edge of the lake or the river. Keep the children away from the detritus. A fancy word for the detritus. A fancy word for that scummy particulate stuff around the edge. So it is our work as God's creation in this world to think about that scum of old worn-out thoughts, of old habits, of opinions and prejudices and things that we human beings create from our soul out of our outer life experience. And to remember that fresh spring welling up in the center of our being. And for it to flow, Dr. Cady says, We must continually do our work through our spiritual practice to keep the soul fresh, new, and receptive to good. This week, I was called by another Unity minister for an interview, and she posed a number of questions. And one question was, what did I love most about being a Unity minister? Well, I had to pause and think. She caught me off guard. And then I realized the opportunity to teach, to preach, to minister to individuals, to support that awakening within them of the awesome wonder that they are. Getting to know them.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.